Very good morning to you, my dear listeners. It is Friday. It's a Friday morning, the 18th of July, 2025. So good morning to you, wherever you find yourself in this land of the brave. And welcome to Eagle FM. And this is Unpacking the Day. So it's a beautiful Friday morning, and I hope you are doing well wherever you are. So my name is Mike Oshoveli, and this is Unpacking the Day, your daily dose of what is really going on in business, economic, and politics. Every weekday, we cut through the noise to make sense of the big stories, the trends, and numbers making headlines. So we keep it clear, a little witty, and always curious, asking the questions that matter and giving you a fresh take on what people are saying out there. So the view shared during our segment do not necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. We are here to unpack what others are saying, sparking meaningful conversations so you can be part of the bigger conversation. So this is your space to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the stories. And that's what we're going to do this very morning. So today is the 18th of July, and let's get into our segment of what happened on this day in Africa. So on this very day, this day on the 18th of July, it's a birthday of Nelson Mandela. So Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela was born on 18 July 1918. In Menzo, that is Cape Province, now called Eastern Cape. Yeah, so he became a global icon of the anti-apartheid movement, South Africa's first black president in 1994 to 1999, and is also a Nobel Prize, laureate winner in 1993. Now, then, today is also a Nelson Mandela Day, a Mandela International Day. So Nelson Mandela International Day is celebrated annually on 18 July, Nelson on his birthday. And this day was actually declared by the United Nations in November 2009 to recognize Mandela's contribution to peace, freedom, and social justice. So the celebration is marked by global act of community service and reflection on Mandela's legacy. Now, the date is observed by people worldwide as a call to action, encouraging individuals to devote 67 minutes of service. That actually symbolizing now the 67 years Mandela fought for social justice. So now you devote 67 minutes to help others and uplift their community. So today, make sure that you have 67 minutes helping others, especially in a community where to help lift those community. Whatever you need to do, maybe you go and 67 minutes, you go and just clean up a certain area that is very dirty or whatever the case may be. So 67 minutes devotion for Mandela. All right. So let's do that. I will tell you later what I'm going to do. So today it's also recognized as a Black Leader Awareness Day. So it's also marked on July the 18th in some African and also in diaspora communities, in the States, in Europe and all that, celebrating the influence of black leaders and their contribution to history and civil rights. So in 1960, On the 18th of July 1960, the first United Nations troops landed in the newly independent Republic of the Congo. And that was to help stabilize the fragile post-colonial government amid escalation violence. So one of the earliest, this was one of the earliest UN, major UN peacekeeping operation in Africa. And on the same, in 1966, on the 18th of July 1966, the International Court of Justice ruled in favor of South Africa in a legal case initiated by Ethiopia and Liberia concerning the administration of then Southwest Africa, now Namibia. So, yeah, those are some of the significant day that happened on this day in Africa. So happy Mandela International Day. And remember, 67 minutes of service today. Do something for the community. Just 67 to help others. And that is actually a call to action, encouraging individuals to do that as a symbol of 67 years of Mandela fought for justice, for social justice. So do that in your community or anywhere you want to do that. All right. So, and yeah, let's get to our thoughts of the day. What is our, it's Friday, July the 18th. So this is something, I think something that you hear all the time. But do you know what it means? Time is money. So time is money. You hear all the time, time is money, time is money, time is money. So the proverb means that. It means that time is a valuable resource. Now, just like money, and wasting it carries a real cost. If you waste it, that you will be carrying a cost. So if you are paid based on time, let's say for hourly or daily, then not working means you have lost potential income. So this proverb underpins modern ideas like efficiency, time management, and hourly billing. So time is money. Remind us that every moment has a value. So using your time wisely can lead to more earnings, to more opportunities and fulfillment. And while wasting it, often costs more than you realize. So time is money. So, and as we face the challenge and hardship of the day today, and look, tell someone at work right now that time is money, start moving, man. So every moment has a value, and make sure that, you know, you make use of every moment today. So on the choices and the decision that you're making throughout the day today. So time is money. Start moving. So good morning to you. And this is Eagle FM. So, and those of you, well, as I said, stay connected with Eagle FM. You can do that anywhere, anytime. So all what you need to do is just download the Eagle FM app. And also listen to us. You can get to work. If you're sitting in the work, you can listen to us from the website. And from Eagle FM mobile app that you can download from Google Play or Play Store. And to you on that, there are there are broadcasts, there are podcasts of previous programs that has been already aired, and live broadcasting as well. you can be able to listen to us exactly right now. So news, schedules, many, many, many other features that you can find on that. So, and also, today is a Monday. If you're looking for the latest business and economic news, do get yourself a free copy of The Villager. Do get yourself a free copy of The Villager by simply sending a WhatsApp message with your name and email to 081-241-44, and be sure to save that number as a contact. And The Village is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And today's one is already out, and you're missing out. You're missing out because you haven't subscribed yet. And all what you need to do, send a WhatsApp message with your name and email to 081-241-44. And do please do follow us. Do follow us now on Eagle FM. Do follow us on The Villagers. And you can do that on our social media platform, on X, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Telegram, on WhatsApp. Do that. But the most important things that I want you to do, engage with us. Engage with us on those social media platforms. Make sure you leave a like, you leave a comment, and that love sign we all love. All right? Do that. Follow us on our social social media. So those are those of you that are business people or business oriented, or you don't have to be a business, but you might just have an event that you would like to advertise. It could be a religious event, political one, could be anything, any event, any type of event. So, and sometimes you just want to have that real-time exposure, you know, via live streaming and broadcastings. Well, do contact us. Do contact us. Contact our office. Telephone number is 083-288-400. 083-288-400. So, yeah, that you can do. And as always said, they are smart. They are. You will get a very, very good services there. So, and you will be smiling. All right. So today's on the show, things that are going to come up in our show today. So with our massive oil discoveries off our coast, look like we have actually won a lottery. But the question is, but are we ready for these big lotteries that we have won? That's something that we're going to look at. There's a survey asking, are we ready? And it's very, you don't want to miss that. And some countries in Africa are desperate for aid and resort to something called mineral lobbying contracts. So you want to find out what is exactly that is. It's also coming up in our show today, if we have time. And we still, if we have time, the U.S. actually is dumping some criminals, some criminals, some convicted criminals into Africa, in Eswatini. And that's actually sparked an outcry in that country. So if we have time, we're going to also dive into that. So at 9 o'clock, today at 9 o'clock, we will also then switch to Windhoek, cross to Windhoek. So we will be also discussing the HPV and cervical cancer. So we're going to look at understanding the link between HPV and cervical cancer. So my colleague in Windhoek, they will have some guests to really discuss that. They will have actually Chief Executive Officer of the Cancer Association, Mr. Rolf Hansen, and also a medical doctor, Ronia Gerardo, a medical doctor and an intermediary hospital from Katutura. So please don't miss that. Make sure that you tune up. You stay tuned on Eagle FM. So there are so many things that are coming up on this show. So good morning and welcome. So we will be back as from this.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome to your favorite spot for the news that matters. I'm your host, Mike Shovedi, and I will be with you today until the hour of 9 o'clock, not 9:30, until 9 o'clock. And as I told you, at 9 o'clock, we will be crossing to Wintik for that interview that's coming your way this morning. And make sure that you are tuning at that time as well. So, welcome. As I said, I will be with you until 9 o'clock this morning. And this morning, I want to talk about something so big. What do you think is the biggest thing in Namibia? Something that could change our countries forever. Of course, you guessed right. I'm talking about oil. I'm not talking about Ihakautu. I'm not talking about Ihakautu. Bitayavika Mondonga. So I'm talking about oil, all right? I'm not talking about potatoes. and those that are coming from Ondonga traditional, authorities. So, but I'm talking about oil. Yeah. By now, we all have heard the massive oil discoveries of our coasts. So it sounds like a lottery win, okay? All right? So, but a brand new report has just landed, okay? And it's asking a very important question. Are we ready to handle this lottery win, all right? So are we ready to handle this lottery win? This report comes from a big study called the Industrial Baseline Survey, the IBS. And it was organized by our own Namibia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the NCCI, and even had the government's blessing. So this is very serious stuff. And they looked at our country. They looked at our country's skills. They look at our businesses, and also look at our rules, our law, to see if we can manage this massive oil industry. So they look at those. at those things, at our skills. Do we have the skill to manage this? Do we have our business to manage that? Do we have the law that can be able to manage this massive oil industry? So now, what is the report saying? So, and that's where we are going to look at the moment. So what is the main message? Well, what is the main message of the report? So in simple terms, the report is like, how would I put this? So the report is like a friendly warning from a wise elder, you know? So a friendly warning from a wise elder, someone who is more wise, with gray hairs and said, it's saying, hey, hold on. Let's not rush. We have some homework still to do first. So that's the report. In a simple terms, that's what the report's saying. Hold on. Let's not rush. There's still a lot of homework that we need to do. Once we've done those first, maybe then we can talk about, you know, this. So now, the study found three big gaps. So, and it's very important for us to understand this. So the reason why is that sometimes when we understand this, is that, you know, net 5 years down the line, when certain things don't happen, we know exactly what was lacking or what was we needed to do. So we can be also understanding this. We can also be able to hold, you know, those who need to do this accountable by saying, look, this is what we did. You have been warned. So as I said, this is a cautionary document. It's a warning document. It says, hey, hold on. Yeah. Don't rush. There are a lot of things that we haven't done. You know, there are things that we need to do first before we start even doing this and that and that. But there are three, big gaps that actually the survey has, the report has identified. First is certification. So now, the oil and gas industry needs very specific, higher level skills. All right? Now, so welding on oil rig, for example, is not the same as, you know, well, it's not the same as fixing a fence, you know? So you need a special certificate that are recognized all over the world, you know? So if someone has to do welding on an oil rig, they must have, you know, special certificate that actually are recognized all over the world. We're not just saying, because of a local content, we can have someone even if they don't have the qualification that is needed. So right now, the report says we don't have enough Namibians with these specific papers. So we do have one or two, but we just don't have enough. You know, remember of this massive oil industry that we are getting into. So we don't have enough. The report says we don't have enough Namibian with these specific papers. So if we don't, now the question is, if we don't, who do you think the big oil companies will hire? So if we don't have enough people who have these papers, who do you think these giant companies, this oil giant company will hire? So, well, the answer is very clear. They will have to bring in experts from other countries. And then what are we going to do? Then our local content, ideas and plans, throw it out of window. It is thrown out of window. So, and this is what the study now is actually kind of warning us that, okay, if this is the, if we need to have any impact at all, as Namibian. So if we need to have any impact at all as Namibian, this is a problem and we need to address it. Okay? Certifications. As people that have certificate recognized all over the world. All right? So otherwise As I said, local content, throw it out the window. Don't even speak about it. All right? So the second gap the report has identified, or one of the big, the second big gaps that they have identified, is actually health and safety. Health and safety. And this one is huge. So working on the oil rig can be dangerous. This is not me saying. I'm just relaying what people are saying. I have never been on the oil rig before. So it's not me saying. So can be very dangerous. So you need very, very strict safety rules. And people now, so you need strict safety rules and also people now to enforce those rules, to enforce them. So now the report suggests that our system for checking on safety and making sure companies follow the rules are not yet strong enough for this kind of industry. This is not me. Please, this is coming. This is a survey from the NICCI, NCCI. So they're telling, and take it serious. This is not, I'm not saying this. If you're just listening now, this is not something that I'm saying. This is not Mike Oshavelli saying. So this is what's coming from the study that has been done by, you know, and with the support of the government. So, and it says our system for checking on safety and making sure companies follow the rules are not yet strong enough for this kind of industry. So we absolutely cannot afford to risk Namibian lives because our safety standards are not world class. So that is another gap that has been identified in the survey. Okay? And the third, this is our own survey, and don't go and thinking, well, these are the European or Americans who come to do this and that. No. And the third is our local businesses. So the third gap that I have identified is our local businesses. So the report points out that for Namibian to truly benefit, our own company need to be part of the action. So we need to be part of the action, and this is what we're talking about. This is what is called now local content. It's a simple idea. The money from our own oil should be spent here in Namibia. So it should be spent here in Namibia. It should go to Namibian trucking. You know, trucking companies should go to Namibian caterers, to Namibian engineers, and to Namibian security firms. So this should be involved. I'm just mentioning on top of my head. But the report says, while we are good at something like building roads, managing waste, I'm just mentioning those, so which they have mentioned, we are not yet ready for the highly technical work. Those are not my words. We are not yet ready for the highly technical work. So we have work to do. So if we don't prepare our local businesses, the big international companies will get all the contracts. And we started actually crying. So they get all the contracts and the money will flow right out of Namibia. As it does now. As it exactly does now. So we would be left with the risk when it comes, especially when it comes to oil, and while the reward is just going somewhere else. So those are very, very important. And this is a very serious document. I think this is a serious document. And now, this might sound a bit worrying, but it's actually a good thing. When you think about it, it's actually a good thing that we are having this conversation now. We're actually having this conversation now before the oil start flowing in huge amount, and that will be around 2029 to 2030. So let's have those conversations now. Let's know exactly, you know, where our gaps are so that we can start actually rectifying that or start actually doing something. Actually, this is not something worrying. So what is worrying is knowing, is actually now putting this document, this survey, this report on the shelf and say, yeah, forget about it. Because then those exactly the consequences are very clear. They are absolutely very clear. But one thing we know is that this is not a new story for us. So this is not actually a new story for us. We have seen it before with other resources in our country and also across Africa. So it's not something that actually, oh, that's actually new. We were already doing that with some other resources. So a country discovers a valuable resources, but years later, the people are still poor and the money has disappeared. We're seeing that in Africa. We're seeing that in other African countries. We also, and we don't have to go far away. As I said, this is actually not a new story for us. So we see that, and we are doing that in other resources. So, yeah, as I said, a valuable resources. We discover valuable resources, but years later, the country are still poor. And imagine, we're talking about Namibia, with the country that have diamonds, the country that have uranium, the country that have, you know, gold. We have gold. So the country that have all these minerals that are so now valuable, you know. But we even relegated. If it was football, we would be relegated to the championship. So from the Premier League to the championship. We are downgraded economically. So, yeah. So, yeah, the people are still poor, but we have all those minerals. We have all those resources. So, and we have to take this report seriously. We have to take this service, especially now, our leaders and us as well. I always said, and we said here, and this is how would I say it? I don't want to say this is our motto, but it's that the reasons why we do what we do, it's really, you know, we want you to understand what is going on in our country economically. So we go to any length. That's why we go to any length, bringing your people in the know-how, go to any length ourselves doing some research, looking at the things like things like this to bring it to you so that you can be involved in a conversation, so that you understand exactly where we are. So we don't want you left behind. We want you to be absolutely understand, you know, where we are. So as I said, this is not a new story. It's exactly the same thing. With other resources, you know, we have issues, and that's why the new administration is saying we need to do something. So, because this whole situation is often called a resource curse, you know, the resource curse, where you have the value, you have the resource, the valuable resources, but you have some other people come and extract it and your community don't benefit at all. So this report is like a warning to make sure that it doesn't happen with our oil. So the survey is like, now, this is a very good document because it's warning us that these are the things that you need to do to be able to get where you want to go. So the message is clear. We can't just hope for the best. Yeah, we cannot just fold our hands and said, well, yeah, we hope for the best. No, we need a plan. We need a plan. We need a proper coordinated plan. So it's not just, you know, and we are doing that. You know, credit must given to where it's due. They are, we are doing that, maybe not to the level that we need to, but yes. And this means our government, our training, and it has to go beyond just the government. It means it is our government. It means our training college as well, need now to, if this is the, as I said, a lottery that we have won now, even our training colleges should not be able now to say, let's train people into this direction. Okay? Our business community need to sit down in one room and work together. Government, training college, business, let's sit in one room and work together. Our technical schools need to start offering the exact courses that will get our youth those international certificates that we're talking about. So offer now exact those courses so that we have actually by 5 years' time in 2029 to 2030, we have people that are actually qualified or have international certificate. So our government need to create clear, strong policies that say a certain percentage of job or contract must go to Namibians. Those law must be very clear. It hasn't been like that in many of other resources that are being extracted in our country. So it's really we have much more expert coming from outside, even other works that need to be done by Namibians. But we can only do that, as they have said, as we looked at those three gaps, if even our business are capacitated to be able to do the job. If not, well, these multi-companies, you know, these multinational companies can hire who they want to from outside the country. It's only then do we have the skill, we have the capacity. So that can become, that we can be able to say a certain percentage of jobs or contract must go to the Namibians. If we don't, that's not going to happen. So, and our business need to support it. They need to be supported to meet those higher international standards. So we cannot just leave it, because those are the problems. They need, our business need to be supported so that they meet those higher international standards. We don't just leave that on themselves. If we have the direction, if we have the plan, we know where do we need to invest in terms of skill, in terms of capacity, in terms of what we need to be able to be in control of our own resources. So this report is not bad. It's not a bad news. I think I will see it as a to-do list. Yeah, it's more like a to-do list. It's a roadmap. It's telling us that the real treasure is not just the oil under the sea. Or where do they find oil? Yeah, it's not just the oil under the sea. The real treasure will be building a nation where our own people have the skills, our own companies have the strength to benefit from it. That's the real treasure. So, and that's how we make sure these discoveries build a better Namibia for everyone. So we will be keeping a very close eye on how our leaders respond to this. It's a very good survey, and the time for talking is over. Time for talking is over. It's a time to get to work. Remember, time is money. That's our thought for the day today. Time to get to work. Let's get to work. So that's our take on this. And think about it. Talk about it. You know, wherever you find yourself. And this is because this is our future. So we need to stay informed, you know. And So what is your take? What is your reaction? Our telephone number, 0866-666-0991. You are most welcome to come through now and have your reaction and have your, what is your input? What is your contribution? What is your opinion? What do you think? Okay? 0833-0833-66091. Do come through and have your say. You are now welcome. All right?
Omutia would take it off a guna, imatina, omjo. She calls a fast and anana, longish fa, ya, she became a shiwana. E moyao, or tango got his amwene. Anagish fa, yanamibia, on bidom banawa, or jika. Seithanina, omeaguro, nidanitoma, yue, youngish fa, yue, kupitra, mo, igelefem, media house. Ngoe 20 mimeha, u kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma onara heta tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano o niyaj. Igele FM, the eye.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yeah, a very good morning to you. And definitely you are on the right stations, Eagle FM. And you are not mistaken at all being in our company. And thanks for choosing Eagle FM to be in your company at this morning. Just remember, just reminding you that at 9 o'clock, so today I will go up to 9 o'clock and then a colleague of mine, HD, will take over and we're crossing to Windhoek for a discussion on the HPV and cervical cancer. You will be able to interview some professional people by 9 o'clock. So make sure that you are tuning in at 9 o'clock for that. So yes, I know it's Friday. You know, Friday is always like, you know, people seem to just, hey, relax. I don't want to be bothered. You know, I just want to have good times, as they said. Yeah, so that's a Friday. I hope you have a very good Friday morning so far, and you're looking forward to your weekend. So don't spoil it. Don't spoil it by doing things that, you know, wouldn't allow you to, you know, get a time to rest, be with the family, whatever the case may be with your friends, if you're still about 18, 19, 20, 21, whatever the year you are. Well, yes, we were talking about the survey that was done by the NICC, the Namibia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, which is actually all supported by the government. But we're looking at really, which is actually, this is a serious document, is that, are we ready for these oil industries? And I think this is, it's a very good thing because it's our own. We are looking at ourselves and said, look, we aren't ready. There are things that we need to really make sure that we sort it out. You know, it talks about certification, that we need special certificate that are recognized. We need people that have skill, that have higher level skills that is recognized all over the world. And we don't have that. We do, but maybe not enough people in those areas. So, if we don't want to give up this work, I mean, this, you know,
Yeah.
We, if we want to be involved, and if we don't want to give up this to the expert from somewhere else, let's make sure that our people are trained. Let's people make sure that we have people that have those certificate, so that we have an argument. So we have an argument to say, hey, let's have our people also. The other thing is very important, very, very, very important, is health and safety. And that's actually huge. So you need, he said, they said, the report said, we need a very strict safety rules and people to enforce those rules. So, and the report actually suggests that checking on safety and making sure companies follow the rules are not yet strong. They are not yet strong enough for this kind of industry. So we need to have some kind of reform in terms of our law, and also training probably people or companies or whoever who need to enforce this, because we cannot really put lives of safety. We cannot afford to risk Namibian lives because our safety standards are not world class. So that is the biggest, that's another concern. It's all about our, you know, our really precious baby that we have discovered. You know, we don't know whether that baby will grow, the baby oil. So that, yeah. So now, and the other thing is then the local businesses. A report points out that for Namibia to truly benefit, our own business, our own companies need to be part of the action. They have to have, they need to be on the table. They need to have a piece. They have to have a piece of the pie as well. So, and that's what the president also emphasized, the local content, local content, local content. So, but we can only do that. Yeah. So, if our local business are prepared, you know, if they are prepared. So if we don't prepare our local business, then, you know, those big international companies will get all the contracts. They will get all the contracts. And what we do, we then become wah, 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 but we haven't done anything. So, and the money will flow right out of the country and we remain poor, poor, destitute as we are right now. All right. So, and as I said, it's not a worrying thing, but it's a good thing, because we ourselves, we're looking at ourselves and said, look, we need to do something. So, and we also, the good thing I said is because we are having a conversation now, you know, and to sort out things that we think need to sort out before we get to the real thing, if we get there. All right. So, okay. So what is your take? And we hopefully that we don't fall into what is known a resource curse. So, and this is a way to actually prevent that, having already looking at some of this gap that we need to fill. All right. So what is your take? If you have your opinion, 08333 66 091. It's a telephone you can call and talk to me and have your say, have your opinion on that. All right, it's about 20 minutes to past the hour of 8. And if you're just joining us and is this your first time, this is Eagle FM and you are on Unpacking the Day. So, and today we go until 9 o'clock and cross to Bintuk around 9 for a very important discussion coming your way, and make sure that you tune in for that. Now, this one is very, let's get into our second topic. And it's very, very, very interesting. Very interesting and very serious as well. So, and as I said, if you're just joining us, this is your daily dose of news, analysis, and conversation about issues that matter most to you. All right? So, all right, let's get straight into this one. There is a story making waves internationally that I think we need to talk about right here at home as well. It might sound a bit, you know, complicated, but, well, stick with me because it's affect the future of our continent. All right. Now, the story comes from a new report by the organization called Global Witness. Now, the Global Witness, they are a watchdog group that keeps an eye on how natural resources are used, and especially in developing countries. Now, their new report is called Revealed Trump-Linked Firm Cash In on Mineral Lobbying Deals as U.S. Cut Aid. Okay? So that's the entitled. So what is the big deal about this? Okay? Now, well, the report says that six African nations, which include Angola, DRC, Liberia, Mozambique, Rwanda, and Somalia, have hired very expensive American companies to speak for them in Washington. I hope you're following. So they hired these very expensive American companies to speak for them in Washington. So these companies are called now lobbying firms. Okay? So they are called lobbying firms. So think of it like this. You hire a very well-connected person to whisper in the ear of the powerful politician for you. So to get you, either to get you a meeting, to get your voice heard. So it is legal in America. This is legal. It's legal in the U.S., but it costs a lot of moolah. It costs a lot of money. And we're talking about a lot of money. Now, the report says that these contracts are worth millions of dollars. So they are worth of millions of dollars. For example, the Democratic Republic of Congo, excuse me, Now, the report says these contracts are massive. They cost a lot and lots of money. Now, for example, the Democratic Republic of Congo, the DRC. DRC is paying one firm $100,000 every single month. $100,000 every single month. And that is over 1.8 million Namibian dollars every month. 1.8 million Namibian dollars every month. So the first big question is, why are they doing this? Maybe that's what you're asking. So, and that's what interests us. Why are they doing this? So the answer is quite simple. It's really, really simple. They are getting desperate. They are getting desperate of what? Well, the report explained that the U.S. government under President Trump, you know already, is making big cuts, and he continues to do that to foreign aid. All right, it could be a strategy to get you do exactly what we're doing. In other countries, it's totally different for us. So this money that countries rely on for everything, from food and water for displaced people in some countries, to healthcare and security. So we depend on those aid, and this is what, you know, Trump is cutting. Now, with that disappearance, with that money disappearing, these African governments feel they have no choice. So they have no choice. They are hiring now these lobbyists, these companies who have close ties to the White House, companies that are very close to Trump, and to try and get the aid back. You following? But here is the most important part. Now, here is the most important part. They are not just asking for help. All right? They are not begging. They are offering something in return. They are not begging. They are offering something in return. And this is where it's concerning. So they are offering access to their, they use the word, strategic asset. So they are offering access to their strategic asset. And that's just a fancy word or a fancy term for their valuable resources. You know, those valuable resources, either mineral, oil, gas, even access to their ports, you know, the port at the port at the sea, or air bases. So that is the thing. So they are offering that access to their strategic asset. And that could be minerals, it could be oil, it could be gas, it could be a space, you know, could be ports, could be bases, air bases to the U.S. What is wrong with me? So they are offering strategic asset. So now this is now becoming a mineral support, a minerals for support situation. Okay? So we give you some mineral for your support. So we give you access to our wealth, you give us aid or military help. In some countries, it's military help. So you see that this is very interesting. So let's break it down. How this reality impacts Africa's growth, and how does it impact Africa's development? Then, so the first, it is a huge, as we hear the amount of money that they pay, it's a huge drain of money. So think about that 100,000 a month the DRC is spending. That's US dollar, that 1.8 million every month. So imagine what that money could do for a hospital in Kinshasa. So how many schools it could build? So how many teachers or nurses it could pay? So that money is leaving Africa and going into a pocket of powerful people in Washington instead of being invested at home in the continent, in our mother Africa. So there's that huge drain of money from that state, from that nation. And it's not benefiting, it's not profiting anybody. So the second thing, it leads to a bad deal for Africa. So when a country is desperate, it doesn't negotiate from the position of strength. And that's something that we need to really, really think hard. Well, Namibia is not included in those countries, but think of our natural resources. Do we really negotiate from a position of strength? Do we negotiate from the position of strength? So, and if we are not, we are more likely to sign away our natural resources for a fraction of their of the real value. And that's what's happening now in those countries. They are signing away their natural resources for just maybe a fraction of their real values. And this continent, and this is our, and you have to think, this is our continent's wealth. So we may, it is our children's inheritance. And I'm now thinking in terms of our countries, because we do that as well. So we are essentially trading it away for a short-term fix. We find ourselves, and remember what I said. So when you are desperate, you are not negotiating from a position of strength. You are not. Because they know you're desperate. So what we are desperate about unemployment, hunger, food security, we are desperate for unemployment, we are hungry, poverty, so, and therefore, that it doesn't put us in a strong position to negotiate. Have you found yourself in the desperate and you find yourself in debt and you have a car that you want to sell and you think, okay, can you give me 100,000 for that car? And then the other said, no way, I'm going to give you 50 for that. Oh, my friend, man, just give me 70 something, all right? Just give me 70 something and then it's fine, okay? No way, I'm not going to give you that. I'm going to give, as I said, it's worth 50 for me. Okay, just take. So you are not in a position of strength. And this is what happened now to this of this country. So definitely, and we are only thinking of the short term. You know, we want us to fix the short term. And that's leaving now our future generation with nothing, with absolutely nothing. And it hurts our long-term economic growth. It would hurt our long-term economic growth. So the third, why this would impact actually those nations and Africa in general, is that it happened in the dark also. So these things are happening in the dark. These deals are not made in public. So they are not made in public. So they are made in quiet room, you know, with aircon. The aircon is on, but in a quiet meeting behind closed doors, you know. So now this lack of transparency is dangerous. So because it can lead to corruption. And those things are familiar in this country, where only a few powerful individuals benefit, while the rest of the country sees no improvement in their lives. As we see now, people having, you know, millions from the oils and minerals and, you know, become millionaires. But we have a lot, massive, massive people, you know, there's no improvement in their lives. But there are a few individuals that are filthy, filthy rich. Yeah? So now, that's one of the problems, that it happens in the dark. And the report mentions that Somalia is offering exclusive operational control of its port. It's giving away its port. Do the Somali people actually know the full detail of that deal? Probably not. So, and finally, it can make now unstable situation even worse. Remember, the report also pointed out that many of these countries, like the DRC and Somalia, are already in conflict. So they are already in conflict. So these deals now they're making, focus on extracting resources, can actually fuel those conflicts instead of actually solving them. So that's what they said, it would make the situation worse. So now, let's get back. Let's bring that home. So, Namibia is not on that list of countries, okay? So, that's good. We are not on that list. But we are a nation rich in diamonds, rich in uranium,
and now potentially huge amount of oil and gas. So this report is a warning sign for all of us in Africa. We must demand that that our leaders manage our resources wisely and transparently. Wisely and transparently. So we cannot afford to trade our long-term future for short-term promises. But sometimes we demand short-term promises. Sometimes we demand that short-term fix, but then sacrifice our long-term future. So we might find ourselves desperate for providing job for our young people that are sitting at home or roaming around the street. It's a bad picture. So what we are so desperate, and any company that said we will actually employ this amount of people, or we say okay, yeah, that's fine, but then it's just employment that we're given. We are not in control of the wealth. We're not in control of the resources. So the watchdog, the global witness, recommend few things. All right, they recommend few things. They say that the U.S. should bring back strong anti-corruption laws because this is done by individual companies. It's not by the government itself. So, and they say any deal of natural resources must be transparent and fair. Yeah, so isn't what everybody say anyway. So, and of course, they say vital aid for things like now health, the PEPFAR program that have saved so many lives from HIV/AIDS here in Namibia as well. So should be protected. Those ones should be protected.
When you hear about these international deals, all right, don't switch off. It is not just politics, all right? It's not just politics. It's about our resources. It's about our future, the kind of continent we want to build for our children. You remember Agenda 2063? The Africa we want, we could be selling it away in this way. So, yes, it is the continent we want to build for our children. And as I said, don't switch off. Let's have a conversation. Our telephone number is 08-333-66-091, 08-333-66-091. So what do you think? What is your take? What is your reaction? It's very interesting phenomenon that is happening. What is your reaction to that? Do come through, 08-333-66-091.
Omudia, with the Kirokaguna, E. Matina, Omjo. She calls a fast and anana, longish fa, ya, she demoshiwana. E. Moyao, or Tango got his amen. Ana Gesifa, Yanamibia, Ombitom Banawa, Orangica. The Ethanina, Omaguro, Nidanitoma, Yue, Yongishifa, Yokupitramo, Eagle FM Media House. Gwe 20 Mimeha, O Kakombanga Nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma kodara heta tuimu. Datundatu heari hamano tano o niyaj. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. A very good morning to you. This is Eagle FM. Our time is about 41 minutes, the hour of 8. And as I said earlier on, at 9 o'clock, so we will cross over to the capital. We will cross over to the capital and have very crucial, very important discussions that's going to come up with HD. That is about understanding the link between HPV and cervical cancer. Is something that not to be missed at all. And we have some really professionals. We have actually the chief executive officer from Cancer Association, Cancer Association of Namibia, and also we have a medical doctor from the intermediate hospital in Katutura, Ronia Gerardo. So yeah, that's don't miss it. It's going to be very interesting. So stay tuned until at that time at 9 o'clock. So all right, so yeah, we looked at that mineral for support situations that some nations actually find themselves, some African nation find themselves. So what do you think about that? It's something that concerning. It's not something far-fetched. We could find ourselves in the same, you know, situations. Angola, for example, is one of the countries that listed on this. So DRC and Rwanda and who else? You know, this is a very strong country with a strong economy. It's not just something that cannot happen to us. So, yeah. So, but we see the bad, the goods and the bad of this phenomenon, if you like call it, if you want to call it that way. So, what is your take? What is your opinion on that? All right. So, if not. So as I said, let me not. You're welcome to come through either on our first item that we looked at or this one. So you're most welcome. Pick the one you wanna talk about. All right. So let's get to the this one is very interesting for me. It's very 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 interesting. This is now, you know, we often talk about. What happening around here at home in Katutura, in Swakopmund, up in the Zambezi region, in Maheke. But sometimes a story happens just across our border that really makes you stop and think. A story that affects our neighbors and could one day affect us too. So I come across one of those stories yesterday, but it's also widely reported. So it's not just something I read. So the headline of this story is read, U.S. Deport convicted criminal to Eswatini, former Swaziland, you know, to Eswatini and sparks outcry. So, U.S. deported convicted criminal to Eswatini, and that actually sparks an outcry. So, that's the headline of the story that I read. So, now, you hear that, and you probably have a lot of questions. I know I did. I did myself as well. Eswatini? You know, you mean the country right next to South Africa? Our SADC brother or sister, and why American criminals are being sent there? Why American criminals are being sent there? So now let's unpack that. It is fascinating. And frankly, even if I'm laughing, frankly, It's a worrying situation. It is a worrying situation. So something that worth looking at. So here is the backs, you know, the basic story. Okay, just for you to, in case you didn't catch it or had it on the news or read it somewhere. So now, the United States has arrested 5 men. Okay? And these men are not American citizens. They are from all over the world. You know, Vietnam, Jamaica, Laos, Cuba, and Yemen. So, and these are not small time. They are not small time criminals. The reports actually say they were convicted of very serious, very violent crimes. Now, we are talking about things like murder and even child rape, horrific stuff, right? Now, under the U.S. law, when a foreign national commits a serious crime, they serve their time in an American prison. So they serve their time in American prison. But after their sentence is finished, the U.S. deports them. They deport them back to their home country. Simple, right? Well, here there is a twist. Okay? There is a twist here. So their home countries, these five criminals, their home countries, Vietnam, Jamaica, and the rest, and others, they refuse to take them back. Who was the criminal? So they so they refuse to take them back. Okay, say no thanks. They are your problem now. So they're saying, well, we don't want them also. They are your problems. They are your problems now. So the U.S. has a problem. So the thing is that they can't keep these men in prison forever because they have served their sentences. But they can't release them into the street of America because they are illegal immigrants. They are illegal aliens. Alien, as they call them in the state. They are not foreigners. They're illegal aliens. Strange. Yeah. And they can't send them home because they don't want them. They don't want them back. So now they are stuck. So the U.S. government under the Trump administration came up with a new plan. A controversial one, if you ask me. They started looking at what they call safe third country. Okay, so a safe third country, think of it like this, okay? If you can't send a package back to the sender, you find someone else, a third person, who is willing actually to accept that package for you. Now, in this case, the package is five convicted criminals, you know? So, and the third person who agreed to take them, our neighbors, the kingdom of Eswatini. So they are the ones who have agreed actually to take this package of criminals, convicted criminals. So now, the U.S. made a deal with the government of Eswatini to fly these 5 men to a prison there, you know. The official line from the U.S. Homeland Security official is that Eswatini is just a temporal holding place, okay? And they say they will work with the United Nations to one day get these men back to their real home countries. Now, Eswatini government has confirmed this. It's something that is confirmed by them. And they say the men are being held in isolation and are not a threat to the Swazi people. and this is a big, 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 big but. You know, there's always a but here, okay, on unpacking the day. So people are not happy. They are not happy at all. Okay? This has caused a huge, huge, huge outcry. So, and let's look at why. Why that has actually caused then an outcry. First, you have the pro-democracy activists in Eswatini. Now, that the pro-democracy activists, they are furious, very furious. Their argument is powerful and simple. Excuse me. So their argument is really powerful and simple. They are asking, why should our country become a dumping ground for Americans' problem? Eh? It's a fair question, isn't it? It's a fair question. So they feel their country is being used by a global superpower. So why should our country become a dumping ground for the American problem? So, and I said, it's a legitimate question. So they feel that they are being used, really, by the Americans. So then you have the security concern. All right? So, and this is something we in Namibia should pay, I think we should pay close attention to. So these are dangerous men. They are dangerous men. Eswatini is a small country. Can their prison system security or secure how can actually their prison, like now, Eswatini's prison system, securely really hold criminals convicted of such serious crime in America? Now, let's say, for example, what if one of them escape? Eh? Suppose these are criminals, they are probably, you know, good enough to escape or anything else. So let's say, for example, if one of them escape, an escapee in Eswatini is not just a Eswatini problem now, if we escape. With our open borders in the SADC regions, so that problem could easily spill over into South Africa or into Mozambique, yes, and yes, even into Namibia. So the first reason for the outcry is actually sovereignty. So why we should become a dumping place for the Americans problem, and second, that's sovereignty and pride, and also the second is just plain safety and security. And I can understand that. And there's a third one. There's a third reason. And this is such a big deal. Now, it's not a one-time thing. Okay? The report I read says the U.S. has done this before with another country, with another African country, South Sudan. The South Sudan, and they were also in talks with others like Rwanda and Benin. So this is something that America can speak to Namibia as well. It's looked like a new strategy, a new American foreign policy. You know, find smaller, perhaps poorer African nations and make a deal with them to take on problems the rest of the world doesn't want. You know, those poor African countries. So that actually is the American foreign policy. So let's bring it back home. What does this mean for us here? You know, it raises some tough questions. It shows the kind of pressure and the kind of deals that happen on the world stage. So big countries have problems, and sometimes they look to the smaller countries for solutions. So, and it makes you wonder, would Namibia ever accept such a deal? What would our government do if the U.S. actually came knocking with the same offer? So, it is a debate. It's a debate about money. It's a debate about international relations. It's a debate about national safety. So, yeah, so to recap for everyone just tuning in, the U.S. Couldn't deport five very dangerous criminals back to their home countries, to their own countries. So they made a deal to send them to a prison in Eswatini instead. So, and people in Eswatini are angry and are scared and worried that their nation is becoming a dumping ground, and questioning if it's safe for them. So it is a story that's happening next door, but it speaks volume about power, about politics, and the safety of our entire Southern African neighborhood. So we are going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to hear from you. And the line will be open, and it's open. What do you think about this? So what do you think about this? Is this a fair deal? Do you think it's a fair deal? Or is it a dangerous one for our region? Stay with us. So we will be back.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Every year, someone turns 18 years old. For all Namibian citizens who have just turned 18 years, now is your time to begin your voting journey. Just take the first and most important step to register as a voter. The supplementary registration of voters will take place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. This voter registration process will allow you to vote in the 2025 regional councils and local authority elections. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So, not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be. Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know, you love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the you in UNAM is you.
Yes, you in UNAM is you. That's a I like how it's rhyme. All right, welcome back, and we will be switching to Wintuk. Give us some probably 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, and then we switch over to Wintuk. All right, so yeah, that's it's a very interesting story that we looked at, and we don't have much time, I think, for you actually to come through anymore, unless you are really a quick speaker. And as far as I know, many people that comes here, they are not quick speakers. They are not someone who can make it, you know, in 1 minute or 2 minutes, say their point and they are done. Normally they go on and on and on. Yeah. No, this is something very, very concerning. Because this could happen to us as well. U.S. deport convicted criminals to Eswatini. And of course, as you expect, people are not happy in this country. It could be something that happened to us. And it's a whole question of, you know, their own country, these criminals, their own country don't want them. And why do they have actually to be sent now to be dumped now in Africa? So we're becoming a dumping site for criminals. Yeah, well, yeah. Today, as I said earlier on, the villagers. It's a Friday, of course. The village is out, and so make sure that you subscribe or you send. This is simple. All what you need to do is just send your email and your email, your name and your email address to 081-241-44. That's all what you need to do. That's all what you need to do. And then you get your... I got mine already for free, for Mahala, you know, fast for Mahala. So now, the topic, the story that leading the headlines, that making the front page headlines, public institutions must procure locally farmer demand. So that it's one of that making headlines, and so it's a medium scale farmers at the Secondo green schemes urging the government to implement strong policies that compel public institution to procure food directly from local producers. So one thing that they have to do also, they must make sure that they produce enough on a regular basis, on regular basis, on daily basis, on monthly basis, on yearly basis. So yes, that's, and the other story is that Namibian youth trapped in low paying jobs. The IMF warns of worsening labor divide. So a new report by the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, has raised a deep concern about the state of Namibia's labor market, particularly for young people. So, and that something that you can read for yourself. So, yes, and what other stories do we have? What other stories do we, you can look forward to? In today's so there's Namibian break ground, Namibia break ground on Oshakati water treatment plant extension. So that's something else that you can also read in. So another story that you can look at is potential economic crisis for South Africa auto industry as US tariff loom. So, and drought hotspot, a concern for global drought resilient. So there are so many, many other stories. So let me, that you can really, okay. So let me say goodbye to you until tomorrow. On Mind Matters. Let me cross to my colleagues in Windhoek, who are waiting to start. Yeah, from me, have a great weekend and goodbye. So we're crossing to Windhoek now.
Omudia, with the Kirokaguna, E. Matina, Omjo. She goes a fast and anana, long as she far, yeah, she became what she wanna. E. Moyao, or Tango got some money. Ana gashi fa iya Namibia ombitombwa nawa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakuro ni randi soma yoe yongeshi fa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma konarahi tatu imu. Datundatu heari hamano tano oni aji. Eagle FM. Go high.
No matter where you are,